Chernobyl was a wholly a different accident at this point. We don't see a nuclear-based explosion here. The explosions we have seen and the releases we've seen have been primarily from outside the reactor core. We don't see, you know, in the case of Chernobyl, we had an uncontrolled fission accident, which is to say that the reactor itself exploded, let's just say, and the materials within the core itself was emitted out. And that's a completely different situation than what we see in Japan. Japan is more of the type of a Three Mile Island type accident where you have definitely something where you might see something like a partial meltdown, but the core itself has been contained within its primary containment, and what we're seeing is releases that are from either from relieving of pressure operations so that they can cool the core, or it is from, you know, leaky pipes, you know, something that may have been damaged in the earthquake from the primary containment outward. But we do not see kind of an uncontrolled fission type explosion here, which would be many times greater than in the effect, at least health effects, than just a simple exposure to iodine and cesium and so forth. But it's still very dangerous near the plant, and we have to keep a watch on it.